Jamie, first of all, I hope you are well and hope your family's well. What does self-isolation look like at your house?
It's funny because I was talking about this with a friend of mine. And so my kids have taken over our rec room, and my daughter and wife took over the main floor. So I'm in our back storage room beside the furnace and the cooler.
The beer cooler?
Hot water tank. I
mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like all the old toys are staring at me and the luggage and stuff. It's the least glamorous place in our house, but everyone's healthy, so that's great.
So we see Premier Doug Ford on TV all the time, press conference every day. Are you guys sitting in the legislature now, or do you guys operate from home? Is it Zoom meetings for you guys?
Everyone is working from home. We've sat three times since the pandemic spread, and we had the working at home isolation orders come through. And we're sitting in small groups, so it's based on the percentage of seats that you have. So I forget the exact number, but let's say there's five of us and there's nine of them and, you know, one of the Liberals and the Green member. And then one of the rules they raised in the House is that you have specific seats you have to sit in, but in order to keep with social distancing, you can sit anywhere within the House so you can stay the 2 meters apart.
Okay, so there's a small but mighty force actually there.
Right.
Okay. Now, your office is closed, right? Your community office is closed right now.
Yes, it is.
But people can still get in touch with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're available all the time through email, jwest-co@ndp.on.ca, which is a long mouthful, but just Google Jamie West, MDP, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
And by phone, and people reach out through social media. The only thing is I can't help people through social media, so you generally just get directed to the phone or email.
Okay. And when people are getting in touch with you, Jamie, what do they seem to be concerned about right now?
Right now, the number one issue, it doesn't matter if it's business or personal, is paying the rent. There's a lot of stress about paying the bills. And rent seems to be the one that's scaring people the most, or mortgage if you have a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the one that people worry about the most.
So what do you tell them?
There are a number of benefits, primarily federally, benefits that are coming through. There's a couple of deferrals provincially. We're pushing provincially for some emergency income to come from the province side. Saskatchewan and Ontario are two of the provinces that aren't really kicking in anything towards the federal, which we think would really help people. And so there is some relief federally that we help them towards. And if there aren't things available, it helps us figure out where the gaps are so we can fill the gaps and make the government aware of where those gaps are.
So what do you think of the financial aid packages so far for residents?
I think for the people that they help, they're timely and they came through. We had pushed last month to have, like I said before, some supplemental income come from the province because the federal didn't come to the beginning of the month till the 6th, and people were worried about last month's bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's in the past. Overall, for the people who are being helped, it works well. I'm glad, for example, that last week, I think on Thursday, the Prime Minister announced some changes to CRB, because what you had were people who were working in these essential workplaces who were working part-time but didn't qualify for the CRB. And I think that's a good example of the role of the opposition, because sometimes people see opposition as just, you know, they yell and scream. But it's to point out that here's a plan and here's how we can make it better. And I think that's a good example of, you know, government listening and opposition looking for ways to improve things.
Not to out you too much here, Jamie West, but 5 weeks ago when the pandemic started, I saw you grocery shopping at the Independent on Lorne. I don't know if that's your normal one. And you had so much food on the conveyor belt. I didn't know if you were feeding your family to last 4 months of pandemic or you were feeding the guys at Valet.
There was a lot. So what had happened was my sister phoned me, and she had a weird medical condition where her skin was all dried out and stretched, and she wanted me to drive her to a walk-in clinic or to the hospital. And then when I called her to see if she wanted a lift, she was worried about, because she has asthma and things like that, she was worried about going somewhere, and she's basically a vulnerable person. And she said, I'm just going to wait a couple of days and see if the creams they have help. And so I asked her if she had groceries, and she said, no, I've been sort of putting this off, and I'm down to almost nothing. And so she was over the phone telling me what to get, and I was just filling up the cart because I know that she's a little modest and would, you know, doesn't mind if I get the extra jumbo size stuff. And it turned out as a good thing because, like you said, it was several weeks ago. And it's difficult for a lot of people who, you know, who don't have access to a car or who are worried and vulnerable, who can't get to a grocery store to have somebody to do that sort of work for them.
Well, I'm glad that your sister and your 10 nieces and nephews got to eat for...
No, I mean, you know what, Jamie, that is a really good point. Like, and just helping out people who can't get out and being good to your neighbors and maybe giving a call to the lady down the street and seeing if she needs anything. You know, that's just what Canadians, Ontarians, Sudbarians are good at doing. And how do you think we have been doing as a group here in Sudbury with obeying the rules and helping out?
You know, several years ago, the Ministry of Labor said Sudbury is a city that punches above their weight, and it's always stuck in my head, and I think it's just an example of we really always come together and do good work. I know if you go on social media, you can find the worst news in the world and the pessimistic stuff, but you also see some amazing stuff with the project. I think it's through Laurentian. Laurentian posted about it with the 3D printers to help make PPE. We have people sewing masks, you know, and raising money for charity. There are a lot of people helping each other. I was listening to your show this morning and, you know, the community news roundup to let people know what businesses are open, which has got to be really difficult for a small business. So we really do pull together and come up with great ideas. Earlier, I talked about getting a lot of calls about rent. The second most common call I get are people with ideas. You know, how can I help? What about this? Have we thought about this? Which is fantastic, and it just reflects on Sudbury.
You sound proud. I know we are, right, Chris?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Could you have envisioned back in 2018 when you were elected that this is what you'd be governing?
I don't think anyone could. Like, you know, we're living it right now, but, you know, just before March, this was something that, you know, might come here, or this is something that, you know, if you're vulnerable or respiratory problems to worry about, but most people would maybe be just the flu, and it's really escalated really quick, and I'm glad that we responded as quickly as we did, but I don't think anyone could predict it 2 years ago.
Jamie West, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Yeah, we'll let you go back to your little furnace room there.
Where he's doing Photoshop. So you think we wouldn't see your Photoshop?
So the scrolls are in the mail.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah, I thought, you know, you'd have something to post.
That's amazing. That's okay. Amazing.